it doesn't. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. Deadspin has another story about the Sinclair Broadcast Group, about how employees around the United States at Sinclair affiliates have reacted to its viral story last week that included a collage of dozens of Sinclair station anchors being forced to read the same script about vague alleged fake news. The story about the scripts has been out for a month, but when Deadspin overlaid video of the anchors parroting the same lines, it became a much larger issue. Now some of the employees of those Sinclair stations around the country are telling their side of the story to Deadspin, a sports website, and others. Employees complain that their station's local newscasts are now shorter because the mandated videos and scripts from Sinclair cut into news time. For years, local television news has been full of commentaries during well-labeled owners' editorials. The Sinclair scripts and commentaries from former Donald Trump aide Boris Epstein aren't always clearly labeled. In Albany, New York, at least one Democrat running for Congress vowed not to run ads on the local Sinclair stations, WRGB and WCWN, the CBS and CW affiliates. That could prove costly during election season if more Democrats boycott Sinclair stations with their campaign ads. Some stations and employees are doing what they can to resist eroding their journalistic reputations, though most are trying not to be fired. One station, WMSN, or Fox 47 in Madison, Wisconsin, tweeted after the Deadspin viral video came out that they, quote, "did not air the Sinclair promotional announcement during our 9 p.m. news this weekend. Rather, we stayed true to our commitment to provide our Madison area viewers local news, weather, and sports of interest to them," unquote. Other Sinclair stations told Deadspin they were only airing the longer anchor-announced script during local news time and refusing to cut a second shorter promotional ad to run during commercial time. A local news anchor, Delaine Matthew of WOAI in San Antonio, Texas, wrote on Facebook that she was just trying to keep her job. Quote, "Trust me, this was awful. We had several closed-door meetings and even had to re-record our version because we looked so mortified in the first cut. But we gathered our composure and did our job knowing this would happen. It sucks. It just does. You will make your judgment and I can't change that," unquote. Another anonymous local anchor told Deadspin, quote, "I'm the person making sure Boris has commentary on it in a big, big font. So if I left, they would bring someone in maybe with less experience who maybe isn't making sure of that," unquote. One news producer at Sinclair's KHGI in Nebraska quit on March 26th before the viral video. Quote, "This is almost forcing local news anchors to lie to their viewers," unquote, Justin Simmons told CNN, adding that there were, quote, "several segments that have made me uncomfortable," unquote. But Simmons could quit because he wasn't under contract. Bloomberg reports, quote, "According to copies of two employment contracts reviewed by Bloomberg, some Sinclair employees were subject to a liquidated damages clause for leaving before the term of their agreement was up, one that requires they pay as much as 40% of their annual compensation to the company," unquote. Though this story is new, Sinclair has been at this sort of thing before. In 2004, they wanted all their local stations to air a biased anti-John Kerry documentary during the presidential election, but backed down at the last moment. Before that, during the Iraq War, Nightline had a full episode reading aloud the names of U.S. soldiers killed during that conflict, and Sinclair preempted the broadcast on the ABC affiliates it owned. Now, local reporters at local television stations just want to air the local news. Quote, "People are upset that the editorial control has been taken out of our newsroom. We feel like we should decide what news is of interest to our viewers," unquote, one local news station worker told Deadspin. Bloomberg reports about a plan at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to monitor news sources and compile a database of journalists, editors, foreign correspondents, and bloggers in an effort to locate the top media influencers. The department put out a request for information April 3rd to find a contractor to do the job. Quote, "Services shall provide media comparison tools, design and rebranding tools, communication tools, and the ability to identify top media influencers," unquote, according to the statement. DHS agencies have, quote, "a critical need to incorporate these functions into their programs in order to better reach federal, state, local, tribal, and private partners," unquote, the announcement said. That's more than 290,000 global news sources, online, print, broadcast, cable, radio, trade and industry publications, local, national, and international outlets, and social media. This comes as 19 U.S. lawmakers sent a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions last month asking for Qatar-based Al Jazeera to register as a foreign agent because it, quote, often directly undermines, unquote, U.S. interests with even-handed coverage of the Middle East that is not all pro-Israel like most media outlets. Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, suggests it is not just the fine journalism of well-respected Al Jazeera that Americans need to fear. Quote, the Department of Justice's recent designation of Russia's RT America as a foreign agent, as well as the questionable practices of Al Jazeera and China Central Television, strongly suggest the presence of a subversive threat in the United States, unquote, he said. NBC News reports that four U.S. government sources tell them that Russians are jamming American radio-controlled military drones in Syria. Quote, GPS receivers in most drones can be fairly easily jammed, unquote, said Dr. Todd Humphreys, the director of the Radio Navigation Laboratory at the University of Texas at Austin. Quote, it's like shooting at them with radio waves instead of bullets, unquote. Blocking or scrambling a drone's reception of a signal from a global positioning system satellite could cause them to malfunction or crash. Quote, at the very least, it could cause some serious confusion, unquote, for the drone operator who might read an incorrect position and get lost. Humphrey says the Russian military began jamming drones in eastern Ukraine 4 years ago during the invasion of Crimea. U.S. military officials are mum about what the Russian signal blocking is doing to the smaller surveillance drones. Quote, the U.S. military maintains sufficient countermeasures and protections to ensure the safety of our manned and unmanned aircraft, our forces, and the mission they support, unquote, said Pentagon spokesperson Eric Pahone. Ars Technica reports that lightning-quick 5G cell service will launch later this year. The first 5G device is available in 2019. AT&T has been testing the new service, with better-than-expected results so far. They've gotten reliable speeds of more than a gigabyte per second from millimeter wave frequencies, even in bad weather. And even non-line-of-sight connections have performed better than expected, with very low latencies, the company said. Currently, mobile devices use 4G LTE networks on frequencies below 1 gigahertz, which are good for covering long distances and penetrating obstacles. The 5G networks will use millimeter wave signals of 30 gigahertz and above, which were not thought to do well with building walls and getting through foliage. That means instead of seeing the occasional cell tower every few miles when traveling, there will be lots of small antenna beaming cell signals from poles, town halls, church steeples, and other structures. AT&T has been testing 5G in South Bend, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Waco, Texas. Weather does not seem to be blocking the radio waves, which are traveling up to 900 feet away from the cell sites in line-of-sight conditions. That still means a lot of transmitter and antennae need to be hung around the country. They are every 900 feet or so. In exchange, though, users get 1.2 gigabytes speeds compared to 15 megabyte per second speeds that OpenSignal say are the norm for 4G. It will be a while before consumers can use those speeds, though, with T-Mobile planning to build out 5G mobile networks in just 30 U.S. cities this year and Sprint not starting until 2019. TechDirt reports that the Federal Communications Commission's Broadband Deployment Advisory Council keeps losing members, with those resigning saying the council is only meant to parrot industry views. Quote, it has become abundantly clear that despite the good intentions of several participants, the industry-heavy makeup of the Broadband Deployment Advisory Council will simply relegate the body to being a vehicle for advancing the interests of the telecommunications industry over those of the public, unquote, said San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo in his resignation letter in January. Quote, the apparent goal is to create a set of rules that will provide industry with easy access to publicly funded infrastructure at taxpayer-subsidized rates without any obligation to provide broadband access to underserved residents, unquote. New York City Chief Technology Officer Miguel Gamino Jr. is the latest to step down, saying, quote, it is clear that despite good faith efforts by both the staff and members involved, the membership structure and meeting format of the BDAC has skewed the drafting of the proposed recommendations towards industry priorities without regard for a true public-private partnership, unquote. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for Wave Farms, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC.